We're still sorting out what has happened on the world's second tallest mountain, K2 in Pakistan. It's second tallest, but most dangerous. This is climbing season. In the last several days, 11 mountaineers have died there from all over the world. Also on the mountain, a 23-year-old American from Los Angeles. His name is Nicholas Rice. We reached him by sat phone.
I'll be here a few more days, wrapping up some of the grimmer details of having to deal with the fatalities, then waiting on porters to come to help bring all the equipment down.
You have to pack up the gear of your friends who died.
That's correct.
When did this accident occur?
It occurred on August 1st in the late hours of the morning. One Serbian fell, and another high-altitude porter fell as well, trying to rescue him, and that was the beginning of the fatalities. However, the Serac fall, which stranded most of the climbers, didn't occur until quite late in the evening.
A Serac is a big column of ice, a big sheet of ice, and it fell off the mountain, and that complicated things for a lot of people. What were conditions like?
The weather was completely calm, very cold and clear, which is normal. No wind, and as the sun began to rise, the weather was actually better than we could have hoped for.
You were attempting to summit on that day, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I actually began to get ready in the morning. I was starting to make water, which we have to do by melting snow. And as I was almost ready to pour it out, it spilled all over the tent and got all over my socks, which delayed my departure for a couple of hours, which was actually very lucky. But I actually got about 50 meters below the bottleneck, and then my hands were freezing, wouldn't warm up, so I decided to turn around.
The bottleneck, that's this place where this column of ice fell. It tore away lines, fixed ropes that people use to get up and down there. This is a narrow passageway. So you were almost there. And how far is that from the peak of the mountain?
Quite a ways. But, of course, climbing times vary based on people's physical fitness and mental alertness at that altitude, because there's very little oxygen.
That decision to try to turn around, you thought you could have summited, but you might have endangered your hands.
I know I could have summited. Yeah. However, yeah, I wasn't willing to lose my fingers or a tip of a finger even.
Nick, this climbing season in the Himalayas is done for you. Do you think that you would think about K2 again?
I'm actually pretty sure I will think about K2 again. It's always been a dream of mine to be up there, and it is quite painful to have gotten so close to the summit and turn around. So maybe not next year, maybe not the year after, but I can say in my life I will for sure come back here. There's something about this mountain that just draws us all to it.
Nicholas Rice, an American mountain climber at base camp on K2, where 11 climbers died this week. Nick, thank you, and good luck getting down.
All right, thank you.
We have a link to Nick Rice's blog at our website. That's npr.org. Go there. You can follow his account of what's been going on K2. We're joined now by Nick's mother, Wendy Knowles. She lives in Hermosa Beach, California. Wendy, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi.
What do you think of your son still being on that mountain?
Well, I feel like he's safe right now. Of course, he's not entirely safe until he gets all the way home.
28% of the people who summit K2 die trying to get down. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like that. It's around that in that region. And knowing that, it was like, I'm not sure I want him to summit. You know, it'd be wonderful for him, but I just don't know if I want that level of risk.
Now, I don't know you personally, but here we are talking on the phone. You don't sound in your voice like a person who's completely...
That's just my voice, I think, but... You know, I climb myself, so I'm a little more used to, and he's been doing this for a long time. So a lot of it is just the risk that, the normal risk associated with climbing. But that last bit on K2, where he was up so high, starting out for the summit from Camp 4, that's where it really hit home that this wasn't a normal mountain. This was in another league. So it was really frightening to think about. He's ready. He's ready to be home.
And you're ready to have him.
Yeah. It's enough this time.
Wendy Knoll, her son, Nick Rice, is still on K2, the mountain where 11 climbers died earlier this week. Wendy, thank you and good luck.
Okay, thank you.